what would you call a dog that's, you know, old, not pedigreed, but just...
It's the Hinds variety.
Yeah. And if two dogs are fighting and somebody gets in there with his hands to pull them apart, you say you better not do that, or...
Separate?
Or, yeah, you're going to separate them. And just reaches in there with his hands to pull them apart, you say if you do that, you're quite likely...
To get bit.
My neighbor lady did that. She had a fox terrier, no, a wire hair and a poodle.
Yeah?
And all they went at it. She reached in there to pull them apart. Mm-hmm. And she had one dog on one side of her hand and the other on the other. He thought he had the other dog. And just chewed.
Good way
dog.
To get chewed up.
Oh, what did you have around the barn when you had the dairy to keep the mice and rats down?
Nothing in there.
Did you have cats or? Can you have those around dairies?
Oh yeah, we had cats, but we usually set out poison.
Oh.
We'd set poison out, and then traps. Mm-hmm. And then we had one doe that delighted in killing rats and mice.
Mm. What kind was it?
It was just a Hinds variety, a little white doe.
Mm. If you're going to raise cattle, what cattle do you need? That is, what animals?
Well, you need a bull,
uh-huh.
And you need a heifer.
Uh-huh. Now, when you were a boy, was the term bull used when ladies were around?
As far as I remember, it was.
I talked to a man in eastern Oklahoma. He was greatly concerned. Here I was from the agricultural college, and he'd heard somehow or other that when we had a mixed class, we'd talk about a bull. We were supposed to call that a surly.
Well, surly.
Oh, is that a familiar term?
Yeah, it's familiar.
Well, when it was mixed company, it had to be this.
A surly?
Uh-huh.
Or a male?
Yeah. He used that with hogs.
Cow?
If it was mixed up, I didn't know what I was talking about.
He had a cow, or a male, or a surly.
Uh-huh.
Or a bull. Of course, when they and when they bred, they always said sire.
Mm-hmm. You have any special term for a calf that's lost its mother? The mother has died.
A maverick.
Is this what you called them at the dairy, or did you have such things?
Oh, we always just said orphan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was. Just a term we picked up.
And you mentioned the cow, I think you mentioned this, the cow came fresh. This means she had a calf? Or?
Yeah, cow came fresh.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to raise horses, what horses would you have?
You'd have a stud and a female.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a horse that hasn't been broken to the saddle yet, or a saddle, or to the harness?
Well, he's just unbroken, or he's wild, wild and unbroken, and it was something been ungentle.
Certainly.
I don't fit on horses.
Old man told me about a bull he had. He said that was the craziest old bull. He used to like to ride him. And he had four children, and they'd go out. He said when he wanted to ride the bull, he'd get out and he'd just scratch him on the head. And the bull would just put down his head and he'd climb aboard. And the children would do that, and the bull would pull down his head. And they'd climb up and sit on his neck. Then the bull would lift up his head and let him slide down to his back. These people must have had more fun if they had a